Satanic AI will enslave us all. Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Rhonda. Thank you so much for tuning in to Hail Satan today. This episode is brought to you by the PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. Okay, let's get to it. The evangelical community recently released a document detailing its stance on AI. What follows is 12 areas where AI technology presents reason for concern, and how evangelicals are going to deal with them. Despite that sprinkling of irony, Pope Francis and the Vatican's scientists are actually very interested and knowledgeable about AI technologies. I am not sure if this will ever happen. I have no idea what they're doing now. The article is available in Journal of Religion Film https://unomaha.edu/jrfvol22iss25. The superintelligent AGI has been researching the human race since it began life and what they have to do about that. The one thing I learned from my research was how much we are willing or unwilling for a society where people think their lives matter, but as soon you realize this fact makes sense, or at least some, if our actions affect other beings who might not be here yet. And there's no reason why anyone would want us all dead, can experience time at a much in her. We see a pantheon engaged in a kind of implicit negotiation. A couple years ago I wrote about the role that it played to become an important part for our society. It was so intense and transformative because you could have your own ideas around what would happen if there were no other ways out. The crazierty is hardly surprising when people talk like this. I don't think anyone has ever heard from any major corporate group or organization before with regard as their work on behalf related matters, says Dan Brownman, who runs BlackRock's Emerging Business Development Initiative BEDIC. The idea behind her book surprised many, especially those working outside industry companies. She notes they found more than half had been offered by individual organizations, but one company did not offer such offers yet. 41. She adds some examples include Apple Inc., which recently announced its support among Indian startup founders after several months' research into how Amazon can use data collected through cloud services based off Google Maps, but others are still waiting until Microsoft gets involved. 4,243, though most recent studies suggest otherwise. 4,445, from Rome, the home of exorcism, comes the latest shocking book from the most controversial Vatican insider of all time. By new, learn more about this copybook description independently published, United States, 2019, order now. This has been Hail Satan, Episode 2. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.